there was some research done again by USDA to show the effects of cleaning flush water as it goes through the barns. And they did show a substantial reduction in mortality and weight gains because the pigs are healthier, less disease prone.
We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible.
DietForge.ai, AI-powered feed formulation with non-linear ingredient modeling and real-time collaboration. Finally, modern software for modern nutritionists. Mycotoxins were found in over 90% of feed sampled in 2025. Don't let mycotoxins impact your pig's health and performance. Visit dsm-firmenich.com/fumzyme. Adiseo provides programs and services to help producers achieve their targets in high quality, safe, and sustainable way. AB Vista, intelligent nutritional solutions to boost pig health and performance. Vaccinova, formulate to your needs, custom-made vaccines. Healthier pigs are good for producers, people, profits, and planet.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Swine It Podcast. I'm your host, Trey Kellner, and today I'm really excited because we're going to talk about space, we're going to talk about city and municipalities, and we're going to talk about pigs, but particularly we're going to talk about water on all fronts, because today I'm joined by Bill Cumby, the founder and CEO of Pancopia. Bill, how are you today?
Good, Trey. Appreciate it.
Bill, you have a very interesting background, and I would fail to introduce you correctly. So, Bill, would you introduce yourself to our audience for us?
Sure. I've been in the water treatment and nutrient recovery business for 45 years, mostly in the municipal world. But after 35 years there, I left and started my own company, Pancopia. And the idea was to provide treatments for resources that actually made profit instead of costing somebody something, so that they would implement environmental improvements and make money on it. That's the strongest driver we can give people to work on that.
Yeah, that's awesome, Bill. Well, thanks for joining us. So let's start first with your background, with municipal water treatments, and then somehow you got involved in the recycling water in space. Just tell us about that process and what all that takes, Bill.
I started Pancopia 12 years ago, and a couple weeks after I founded it, there was a request by NASA to develop a biological wastewater system for the space station, the space exploration. And I had thought I was going to start there, but that's why I wound up starting. We actually took organisms that were found in North Carolina swine lagoons, and they were cultured by USDA, Dr. Vignotti. And Dr. Vignotti was the first person to ever freeze dry these organisms also. So he came on our technical team. It was huge success for research. We developed a system that could start up very quickly, freeze dried organisms, and also a system that would remove their nitrogen, which you want to recover in the space station is natural nitrogen gas, and make the water suitable for a little further processing before they drank it again.
Yeah, that's awesome. So the technology was deployed, I would assume, in space on the space station?
So we did not get into deployment. We ended and were slated to fly on an Artemis mission, but we didn't make the boat for the space station.
Oh, gotcha. No, that's so cool. So we talked a little bit about, finding these organisms in swine lagoons. So I'm going to guess that's what got you started, treating water in swine. Is that correct, Bill? And if so, tell us about that process and how you got to that pathway.
Well, that's kind of where we got. When we started, we actually were working fully for NASA and developing the system, and that went very well. And as we started looking around what else we might be able to do, because even if they implement this technology on the Artemis missions, there's only so many toilets in space. And so we actually wanted to find a place where we can make a real impact. And municipal treatment, they've spent $1 trillion on upgrading wastewater treatment systems in the United States, and far less on animal wastewater, which is 5 to 10 times more than human wastewater. So that was the market. That was where people were suffering. That's where we can make an improvement.
When it comes to raising healthy, strong swine, the environment makes all the difference. Pancopia provides better environmental conditions for swine so that they can grow faster and more efficiently. Grow smarter, grow stronger, and watch your profits soar. Pancopia, the future of swine care starts here. Visit pancopia.com today to learn more.
Yeah, that's really cool, Bill. So coming into swine production from a totally different field, right? What kind of surprised you about our industry and what have you learned, Bill, quote unquote, from being an outsider on how we work or sometimes don't work? How about that?
Well, it was a real education. I am very impressed with agriculture and animal agriculture in particular. And it's the most productive in the world. And it has issues with waste because waste costs money to treat. And if farmers don't have money, their margins, one of the big things I saw when I came in is how thin the margins are. And a farmer just can't afford to go ahead and put a system in. It's going to clean the environment, but it costs them so much it goes bankrupt. So we took a look at this. Our technology is to actually treat water, make it cleaner and fresher, and remove the ammonia nitrogen from the waste. And it was a really good fit for swine lagoons that have, as the water flushes through the lagoons, it draws it back out, really high in ammonia, really high, affects the swine health and physiology.
Yeah, for sure. So any deeper dive about that technology, Bill, that you want to share to our listeners? And how's it different compared to what you found on the marketplace that pig producers, you know, might be able to have? Or is it truly one of a kind, Bill?
It is truly one of a kind. There was some research done again by USDA to show the effects of cleaning flush water as it goes through the barns. And they did show a substantial reduction in mortality and weight gains because the pigs are healthier, less disease prone. And so we followed up on that research because the system they were trying to employ was about 4 to 5 times what the cost of our system is. And the farmer couldn't make money off of it. It would help the swine get bigger and also decrease mortality, but the gains did not offset what the cost was.
Yeah, that's really cool, Bill. So let's take a little step back here. Let's talk about your services, your process, your support, right? Let's just say, hey, I want to install these in a couple of my barns, Bill. What would that process look like for me as a pig owner and a pig producer?
Well, we've done a lot of research. We've employed senior consultants from Purdue and North Carolina State, Virginia Tech, and a couple other places, and also the Hampton Roads Sanitation District, which is a leading research in reuse of water for potable use. And so we took that and we took what the USDA had done and we said, how can we do this simpler? How can we do this less expensively? And where are we going to put it? Because this system takes out the ammonia, it transforms it to nitrite, and the water is so much cleaner when it flushes through the barn, the ammonia doesn't get released. And those full scale trials I told you about, we had a 1,200 head barn and we had a 36% reduction in mortality, an 8.5% gain of weight, and 16% more pork out of the barn. So it was great results. We're in discussions now to put a full-scale unit at another place, a large swine manufacturer, develop more data to show how significant improvement is. We're also looking for first adopters. So if any of you out there are interested in a system, we can provide one at no risk. It's a free demonstration if you're interested. But again, what we do is we clean up the flush water. You clean the flush water, the environment's better. Pigs can get fatter and healthier and not and lower mortality.
Yeah, Bill, that's really cool. So specifically looking at, you know, lagoon-based farm systems, you know, if you have a deep pit, Bill, would you have any solutions or anything like that at this point in time?
No, Trey, right now we're focusing on lagoons. We do have a system in the works that would actually work at deep pits. But what makes lagoons so good is not just that we can take it out of the lagoon and treat it, but there's a problem with the lagoons in North Carolina. There's a lot of grain coming in, and there's a lot of swine going out, and there's a lot of waste being left behind. So this lagoon water is actually so high in ammonia that they can't use it beneficially for agriculture. So if we scalp off half of it, then all of a sudden it becomes a valuable resource for irrigation. And then also they get the benefit, the upside of more pork.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Nope. Makes a lot of sense. That's really cool, Bill. So yeah, kind of sounds like you have a pilot project, looking for current pilot projects. At the end of this podcast, listeners, please know Bill's going to give his contact information and how to get in touch with Pancopia. So if you are interested at the very end, we'll ask Bill for that. Bill, what else are you looking at in this area? What else should our listeners know about what your company's doing, you know, and what you're striving to do, whether it's in pig production or in your other avenues as well?
Our ethos is to find environmental solutions that can be implemented and improve the environment and also make the people that put it in profit. We believe that profit is the driver because those resources are resources. And when they're just in the wrong place. And so we're developing other treatments. We're doing some for phosphorus removal and recovery. We may be into some dairy applications that have lagoons. But our intent is to focus on fresh flush, to change the environment, removing nitrogen and helping farmers make money. And then we have two or three other pipeline things we're doing. But right now, the focus really is fresh flush.
Yeah, that's awesome, Bill. Very cool. All right. Anything that you'd like to share before I have a couple different questions so people can get to know your services and yourself just a little bit better?
There is a really large problem that we can tackle in the United States, and we can tackle it by helping the farmers, again, make more profit. And it's moved slowly, and it's moved slowly because farmers can't afford to take risk. So it was we were funded by the DOE. DOE actually, we're looking at improvements in biogas performance from fresh flush. And USDA's funded us. And again, NASA has also. That funding was incredibly important for us to get into the place we are. Now we've been able to show farmers that it'll work. And the next step is making it work and deploying it on a large scale so that we can actually make an impact on the environment and on farmers too.
Oh, for sure. Awesome. Thanks for sharing, Bill. So on that note, my first question here outside of the technicalities of the system in Pancopia is, you know, you founded your own company. So for young entrepreneurs out there or, you know, our listeners are thinking about starting their own business, what would be maybe the one or two biggest pieces of advice that you go back and tell yourself, you know, 12 years ago as you were starting this, you know, complete adventure, right? Into the unknown, literally space, right? What advice would you share to a listener that might have an idea in the back of his or her head currently?
I would advise them to get to know the field they're in and talk to the people and find out what the problem is. And in fact, when we were switching from NASA over to swine production, we met with one of the leading production experts, and we showed him all the stuff we were doing to reduce ammonia odors and stuff like that. And I just casually asked him, so what do you do every day? And he said, I do the same thing I'm doing now. And I said, what is that exactly? And he said, I listen to people who solve problems I don't have. And we took a step back at that point because we thought the problem was ammonia odors coming out, and that is a problem. We do want to address that, but what they need is a way to do that that's not going to cost them an arm and a leg. And so if you're going to be an inventor, if you're going to found a company, have a product that you know other people think is important. Everyone thinks their own invention is important, and don't I have a beautiful baby? Is my baby beautiful? Other people might just say, that's not something I really want. And so you wasted all your time and money going down the wrong trail, and no one benefits.
Yeah, that's a great piece of advice. Bill, as your company has grown and expanded versus then day one, what's the one thing that maybe surprised you the most about coming up with the origination to where you're at today in terms of that expansion process and going into different fields? What's probably the one thing that surprised you, or maybe your biggest hurdle that you got over to where you're at today?
How hard it is to do simple things. You start out and you think the problem's not big, but then you think you can solve it. And also, everybody thinks that their part of that solution is the most important thing. So an inventor is going to say, my invention is the most important thing. And another person is going to say, no, proving it works is the more important thing. And then the third person says, yeah, you've built it, but how are you ever going to sell it and commercialize it? So there's a lot of processes in here. It takes a while to work through that. And so you've got to be prepared for a long haul. And you've got to also listen at each of those phases and not assume that what you're doing is the most important part in that phase.
It's time for our famous three.
Why risk it? Your herd may have antigenic gaps that are not being covered by the products currently available. Custom-made vaccines provide a unique advantage in that they can be formulated to a herd-specific bacterial and viral needs. Choose the exact isolates, adjuvant, packaging, and size you need with Vaxinova for a vaccine formulated to your needs. Find out more by visiting us at vaxinova.us.com. That's vaxinova.us.com.
That's really good advice. Thanks for sharing that, Bill. Bill, do you have a favorite book or podcast that you would recommend to our listeners that you've enjoyed or has helped you or been like, oh man, that's an aha moment for me?
Sure. The Wisnetic podcast has been very helpful too, but we have not found a lot in the field, actually in agricultural field, for actually what we're doing. So I use a lot of information and technology from the municipal wastewater field going to those conferences. As far as books, I, again, I'm not in the field to recommend a book, but I'm an avid reader, and my favorite novels are Patrick O'Brien novels, 21 novels that talk about two men and what they do. So I highly recommend that, both for the prose and what's actually happening in that.
That's good. I will definitely check that series out. I'm in a need for a new read. So thank you for that, Bill. Appreciate it. Last question for you, Bill, is if you had a magic wand and can solve one problem either within your company or within your process or within kind of the industry in the big area that we're talking about in terms of, wastewater or water management. And if you could just go boom, solve today, what would you solve, Bill?
It's a good question. We have to go to a circular economy and with farms and such. And so we need to solve the problem, what we do with the carbon and the nitrogen and the phosphorus, just basically. And again, find a way to extract it where it's not going to cost an arm and a leg to do that. So I know it's a broad answer, perhaps too broad, but we've got to be able to start looking at waste as a resource and something we can get out of it and use to improve everybody's life.
Oh, that's a fabulous answer, Bill. On that note, how can people get in contact with either you or your company to learn more information and hey, maybe be kind of your next pilot project?
Sure. We are actually looking for first adopters. We have a system we can place and actually run that. But if you want to know more, check out Bill at Pancopia.com. That's my email address. Or go to our webpage, which is at Pancopia.com. And happy to interact. Would love to learn new things. So if you just have questions, ask them. We'd love to share.
Perfect. And for listeners on YouTube, we'll make sure that Bill's contact information is below in the comments for us as well. Bill, any parting words that you have for our listeners or any last messages you'd like to share?
I'm privileged to work in the animal agricultural field. That is not where I thought I was going to be. But human wastewater is we have advanced treatment techniques for that. So I'm just really glad to find an environment where the people are friendly. We love our senior consultants. They're actually close personal friends. And I just very thankful to be in this field doing what I'm doing today.
Oh, I appreciate those comments, Bill. I cannot echo those more. I think the best people in the world are in production agriculture and specifically pig production. So thank you for those kind comments, Bill. With that concludes this episode of the Swinet Podcast. I was so excited to talk to Bill today about water and broadly. We went clear, from a lagoon in North Carolina to the Artemis space program, which is pretty darn cool to do in 20 minutes. Don't get to do that very often. So Bill, thanks for your time. And hope our listeners enjoyed this episode of the Swinet Podcast. We have new episodes every week and hope you check out our content on all our various platforms. Hope you have a great rest of your day.
Do you feel overwhelmed with mundane tasks that eat up your valuable time? It's time to reclaim your schedule and focus on what truly matters. Get your time back with elite remote talent without the time zone hassle. Delegate $10 an hour tasks to focus on more $1,000 an hour tasks. Schedule your free strategy call at wisevas.io.